It's time to get way down low, below top secret.
Wait a minute.
Current events, sports, art, entertainment, food topics, automotive topics, relationships. It's all here now from belowtopsecret.com. This is the BTS Mix. Go, go.
And a great big hi-dally-ho, neighbors. This is the 50th edition of the BTS Mix Show. Unbelievable. I am one of your hosts, Doc Hancock, and of course joining me is the always splendid Mr. Spencer Tracy. How are you, sir?
Hey, Doc. It's so good to have you back, man. I missed you.
I know. I've been kind of on hiatus, you know. I was, of course, laid off a few weeks ago, and I've just been picking up any spare thing to do that I possibly can at this point. So it's kind of thrown my schedule a little out of whack, but, you know, that's the way it goes.
Hey, not a problem. Working for the CIA has odd hours, I understand.
That's exactly right.
Well, it's good to have everybody back, and like Doc said, this is the 50th edition. Can you believe we've got 50 of these under our belt, Doc?
Unbelievable. I can't even fathom it.
It is wild. Well, I guess we should go ahead and get started with the 50th edition of the BTS Mix.
Play it! What are you waiting for? So hit it!
This is the BTS Mix with Spencer and Doc.
That is correct, and we've got some great topics, as always, for you all here. And the first one we're going to talk about, and man, this is just a dope kind of moment. This is posted in by Questioning All. And this is in our Breaking General News Forum. And the headline is Polar Bear Attacks Woman at the Berlin Zoo. And I'm sure most of our listeners have either seen something or all of what this is. And it's basically just kind of one of those boneheaded moments. This woman just decided to jump into a polar bear tank, I guess just to see what would happen. And she ended up getting her butt bit off, which I think everybody was kind of like, while tragic, it's kind of fitting for the situation.
I haven't heard the rest of the story yet, so I don't know if she was on something or she was just obviously mentally unstable. The big thing was is they had a polar bear, one of the polar bears in that enclosure that was raised from a cub, and he was like the national cutie little bear. And so I'm thinking maybe she thought she was just going to go in there and, oh, he's so cute, he won't bite me. Well, it wasn't that one that bit her, actually. She swam up to the polar bear. And the polar bear, of course, is not used to seeing people in the water. In the cage, and plus she was doubly stupid for doing it right around feeding time, Doc.
Yeah, so she pretty much looked like lunch is basically what it all comes down to.
And then a little bit later, after they ripped her cardigan off, they played with that and tore it to shreds. She was lucky she didn't get torn to shreds, and you don't want to make fun of really stupid people, but good gosh, I mean, she's up for a Darwin Award if she'd have bit it.
Well, that's just the whole thing. I mean, you just can't fathom what was going through her mind. And look, if she had some sort of mental condition and didn't know what she was doing, you know, that's one thing. But, you know, it's just a reminder. These are big, wild animals, and they will attack you if they feel threatened in any way, shape, or form. And I don't care who you are, but a polar bear is a very dangerous animal. I mean, they're very cute, and they're fun to watch on the Discovery Channel and see all their antics and, you know, whatever polar bears are akin to do. But by God, do not hop into a polar bear tank, particularly during feeding time. Just a bad idea. You just look like a giant fish to them.
Yes, and so for our public service announcement, Doc and I are going to take you back to a childhood when you should have learned these things. This is our see and say moment for our little polar bear girl. Listen carefully.
The polar bear says, nom, 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 nom.
Okay, so do you get that? Polar bear goes nom 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 when you jump in the enclosure, you idiot.
And if you keep pulling the string, I'm sure there's something to be said about chewing up a cardigan and ripping it to shreds and being lucky that you didn't get ripped to shreds, idiot woman. Now, come on now.
Well, if you'd like to check that out, that's in Breaking General News. Doc, what's next?
This is in our relationships forum, believe it or not. And Spencer and I obviously spend a lot of time in this forum for whatever reason, I do not know. But this is posted in by Olson. And it says, how to say I love you? And it says, Volson writes in, okay, so this guy's been a really close friend and told me a few months ago that he really likes me. I've had a bad track record with love, and I really don't want to hurt this one because he's a really great and sensitive guy and one of my best friends. He's never had a real girlfriend or relationship or really even been in love, whereas I've been in several relationships, felt true love once. First boyfriend really screwed me over because he was bipolar, suicidal, and I believe I could save him until he ended up finally overdosing. I'm sure that's a whole other story. So I've been playing it cool with this guy because I know all too well how love can be really painful and don't want to either get either of us hurt or end up ruining the friendship. relationship. Lately, it's been progressing to someone to something really intense, though. I really fell for him hard, and from the way he acts, I believe it's mutual. I really want to tell him, but every time I work myself up to say it, I just can't. So I decided to write it out in a poem. I don't know if it sounds cheesy, though. I tried to keep it short, sweet, and to the point. Here's the poem. What do you think? There's a lot I find quite hard to say, so much I hold back from every other day. It's hard to let my emotions show, but now I think it's time that you should know. My feelings for you are really quite true, as are these three words, I love you. Well, very nice poem, Volzin, and I think there's always that critical time in the relationship. You know, obviously, uttering the words, I love you, brings the relationship to an entirely new plateau, an entirely new level, and it's always, I think, difficult to find that timing. My only recommendation is say it out loud. You know, a poem's nice, but it's a very kind of passive way to do it, and when you take a relationship, I think, to that next level, you want to build as strong of a platform or a foundation as possible. And while a poem is very nice, it's sometimes just best to find that there's that moment and it just arrives and you don't know what to do with it. It's like a first kiss or, you know, really the first time anything happens in a relationship, and it just kind of spontaneously happens and you know when it's right and you know when it's the right moment. If I were you, I'd just wait for that correct moment and take it from there. But hey, look, if a poem's your way of expressing, by all means, you know, that's your way and go for it.
Hold on for a second, Doc. I'm writing this down. My feelings for you are really quite true, as are these three words. I'm actually sending this off to Hallmark, and I'm getting it copyrighted so I can, like, have a little residual income coming in. Thank you. Well written. But, you know, again, guys, show guys. Guys are showmies. They really are. Women like to communicate, and that's wonderful. And you should really tell him how you feel. But remember the old Jeff Foxworthy adage that pretty much women like to go blah, blah, blah about how they feel. Guys really could care less. They just want a beer and they want to see something naked. That's it.
Yeah. So maybe the best way to say I love you is by being naked and holding a beer. That might be the best.
That's it. You want to get his attention? Hello. I promise.
And
yeah, you won't have any problem competing with the TV there, Doc.
Well, and it's quite possible when you walk in with that beer naked, he might just say, I love you. that might be that spontaneity you're looking for.
So if you have any advice or you'd like to read some of this, it is in the Relationships Forum. How do I say I love you?
Yes, 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 yes. And I got to say, Spencer, I love you for having this interview that's coming up a little later on in the show. I think it's going to be really fantastic. And I got to hand it to you, Spencer. You really come up with some fantastic interviews. And sometimes I don't even know how you do it, but you get them. And we've got a very special guest coming up later in the show. And I'm very excited about that.
Well, I have one word. It's called stalking. And they eventually give in, you know.
Bug them enough and suddenly they come around.
By the way, if you didn't know that we were going to have Hope Durasik, who is Miss April of the Playboy edition, or should I say the Playboy Miss April edition, is going to be in also with the Fashion Network. And we're going to have a neat little interview with her. But before we get to that, Doc, let's talk about some movies that we just watched and rating them. This was originally posted in the movies. Rate Your Movie You Just Watched, posted by Carl Hungus, who always has some interesting posts we like to read through. I figured that rather than have a million different threads about different movies, why not have one thread where everyone can post a quick blurb about their most recent movie watching experience? I searched for similar threads but couldn't find one. Not that the search button is infallible. So anyway, he was rating some of the different things. He rated The Last Temptation of Christ. He said, I'm not particularly religious, so I didn't find it particularly blasphemous. I'm not sure how that was. But anyway, I can see where Christians may not like it because it shows a more human side of Jesus. Well, that's kind of the whole point, I think. But anyway, all in all, though, it was well acted and beautifully directed. I thoroughly enjoyed it, and I have to agree with you, Carl Hungus, a definite 9 out of 10 on that one for sure.
Yeah, and this is, I think, what's really kind of special and unique about this particular thread is that, you know, it gets people's perceptions of movies, not just necessarily after they saw a new movie in the theater, but even a movie that's been out for a year or two that you catch on HBO or TNT or ABC or whatever. You know, it's kind of cool to get people's perception at that point in the life of the movie. Because I know, you know, if I go to see a movie in the theater, my expectations are much higher than if I'm just, you know, sitting at home and something comes up on, you know, cable or whatever, and I just watch that. So it's always interesting to kind of gather that perspective as well. I think that that's really cool about this thread.
Snisha wrote, last night I watched yet again a film by one of my favorite directors, Sam Peckinpah. The film was titled Bring Me the Head of Alfredo Garcia from 1974 with Warren Oates, of course. And if you haven't seen this one, definitely a Peckinpah bloody style, but a very entertaining movie. 10 out of 10, Snisha rates that one.
Yeah, and a lot of people have actually written in on this, and there's a lot of great feedback on a lot of really good movies. And, you know, I think people's opinions are pretty honest here, and if you're thinking about seeing a movie, you know, this is a great resource and a great thread to get onto.
You bet. And if you want to make your own movie, let's give a quick plug to the new video and media section of ATSBTS, where you can post your video blogs, you can post any of your creations, and we'd love to see them and talk about them here on the BTS Mix. Now, speaking of movies, Doc, I bet you've got a BTS Mix screen test for us, don't you?
Well, by happenstance, I just so happen to have one right here. I think this is a fairly average one, I think. So we'll make this one worth, we'll say 4,000 BTS Mix points, and we'll take it from there. This screen test goes a little something like this. Not so fast, Mr. Big Man. This beefcake has wowed us in action movies and domestic comedies, even a movie about the stock market. Just don't mess with him. Who is this actor? And it could be worth 4,000 points for you.
I'm going to have to think about that one for a little bit. So 4,000 BTS points for you if you can guess this BTS Mix screen test. And when we come back, Miss Hope Durasik, Miss April 2009.
That's absolutely right. And she's also on the cover of the magazine there with Seth Rogen, who's I'm a big fan of, and I think he's a great actor and is promoting his new movie that's coming out right now, which I, from what I hear, it's pretty crazy. So that should be interesting. So stay tuned.
Seth Rogen's on the cover? I didn't even notice that.
Wow. Hi, this is Spencer Tracy along with my partner Doc Hancock, and we're the hosts of the BTS Mix Show on BelowTopSecret.com, along with Dave Rabbit and Johnny Anonymous with the ATS Mix, and Martin Bain and Homer Fife with the Above Politics Show have all made it extremely easy to subscribe to all our shows. Each show thread now has two shortcuts where, when clicked, will take you to an area where you can either download the shows with iTunes or with our RSS feed. Remember, your subscription helps bring our intelligent community to the entire world. So come join us all. Deny ignorance with the ATS Mix Show with host Johnny Anonymous and Dave Rabbit. Deny apathy with the Above Politics Show with Martin Bain and Homer Fife. And deny boredom with the BTS Mix Show with me, Spencer Tracy, and my co-host Doc Hancock. And would you please remember to star, flag, and dig the show you're listening to right now. Be part of the revolution. The Above Network, LLC.
The BTS Mix Show, worldwide at BelowTopSecret.com.
In today's America, technology empowers the public in nearly everything they do.
Deny boredom.
And our special guest, Inside Fashion TV host, fashion model, and Playboy magazine's Miss April, Hope Durasik, can be seen sharing the cover with comedy star Seth Rogen in the next issue of the iconic Men's Magazine. One of fashion world's most beautiful models, Hope is also a popular TV host of the Toronto-based Inside Fashion, a weekly beauty lifestyle program that's broadcast throughout Canada on E! Entertainment Television and Global TV. Hope was on the ground floor of the show's development and, in that capacity, has directed the show's focus towards coverage of international fashion shows, backstage preparations, timely interviews with top-tier fashion photographers, established and cutting-edge designers, and other integral power players of fashion. She's not only beautiful, she's smart and a Texas girl. Please welcome Hope Durasik to the show. Hi, Hope. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You are now on the cover of the April 2009 Playboy. Looking great, too.
Thank you.
Did you always know that you wanted to be a model, Hope?
No, maybe not. I guess it was kind of something that when I was, I guess, being so tall and stuff, you think about later. But when I was like a little girl, I didn't have any idea what I was going to do. Like, it would change from day to day, I think.
You were 5'10 at 13 years old, huh?
Yeah, so at that point, maybe I thought, like, maybe people would tell my mom, like, she should, you know, be a model, but I never thought I was going to do it.
Right. What did you want to do when you were a little girl?
I don't know. I think I wanted to be like a fireman and like a dentist.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Firewoman, I guess.
So how was life growing up in Texas?
It was good. It was it's a small town, 10,000 people town, like right on the water. And I don't know. It was good.
You're the host of the Canadian television program Inside Fashion.
Yes.
also on this month's Playboy magazine. When did they approach you about doing a shoot for Playboy?
Yeah, they did. Well, the first time that they came with it, it was maybe like a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And I didn't even tell my family at that time because it was just something that I just hadn't thought about and I really wasn't thinking about. But then the second time, it was Holly Madison that like came to me, and she's like, hey, you should really do it. And I had always watched The Girls Next Door. So at that point, I was like, okay. And I, you know, went to my family first, and my grandmother was the first person I told. And she said, if I was your age and had the opportunity to do it, I'd go for it. So at that point, I said, okay, let's do it.
Yeah, I was curious about that, how your family felt about that. But Grandma says it's okay, huh?
Yeah, and you know what? It's good knowledge, I think, to have and good insight because she's lived a lot of her life. And if at her age she says that, I think it's, you know, it's not going to hurt me.
Right. Was it a stretch for you to pose nude for Playboy?
Well, I had never posed nude before, but there's a lot of changing, you know, backstage at like a fashion show maybe, or like sheer blouses, or I think I'm just more immune to it than, you know, somebody that maybe hadn't done any other work before.
Right. Were you happy with the way the shoot turned out?
Yeah, I didn't choose the photos that go on there. Playboy did all of that, but I'm happy with the way it turned out.
Well, now the New York Post says that you're unapproachable. Have you seen that quote?
The New York Post is always saying something. It's just gossip and tabloids, but I think that when you read that, it was probably something where they asked if I'm approached a lot as
right.
far as like men, like being like in an airport maybe.
Right.
And what I said was, you know, it may happen like, you know, once or twice during the trip, but it's not like they're lined up. A lot of men, I think, I don't think that it's necessarily that I'm 5'10". I think that a lot of men just are scared, like you're going to be mean, because maybe a lot of women maybe that are good looking take themselves a little bit too seriously, and I don't take myself too seriously. So I think it's funny.
And I think guys are like that. They may be a little bit insecure, and when they see a beautiful woman, they're not just going to run right up there. They can admire from afar.
Right. Like it's like they think it's going to be rejection immediately, or she's going to be like a snob or something.
But you're not like that, right?
No, not at all. I don't think I am. No way.
Good news, guys. Woohoo. Oh, well, that leads us to the next question, of course, is are you in a relationship?
No. I got out of a relationship about a year ago.
Okay.
And I've been single ever since, so I'm not in a relationship.
Well, is it tough to have a relationship, though? Because you're pretty bi-coastal. I'm bipolar. You can be bi-coastal. You're back and forth all over the place. You're shooting a TV show. You're doing a fashion shoot here. You're doing stuff all over the country. Is it tough to try to hold down a relationship with someone?
I don't think so. I think it's more like you just wait to have the right chemistry with somebody. So it's not really about, like, my travel schedule. Of course, it's harder and it's different, but a lot of times they're traveling, too, or... you know, or they're just, you know, based in a certain town. You see each other when you can, but I think it's more just waiting to have like a true connection with somebody. So you can meet and like go on a lot of first dates, but I'm not really like a serial dater, you know.
You're not going to do the 5-minute dating thing, I guess.
Yeah, like I don't want to go on like lots of dates, but if you have a connection and you're really like get along and you can like have conversation, and I'm somebody that's just like really like a homebody. Like I do go out, but I've like to be at home, and like it would never be like a huge party or something like that.
Sure. Yeah, just kind of a small-town girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of guy attracts you? I mean, are you attracted to a specific type of guy, or are you just looking for somebody that's just, you know, kind of down-home like you are?
Type of guy, they come in, as far as, like, looks, I never know what it's going to be because it's, like, all kinds of different packages because it's always, like, the personality that, like, clicks me and draws me in. But, it would be funny and, like, just have that, like, chemistry, I guess, you know, where you just, like, have lots to talk about or nothing to talk about, and it's, like, still okay.
So what's the biggest misconception that you think people have about you that you'd like to clear up?
Misconception? I would say, like, probably if you read about me in the tabloids or gossip columns, to remember that it's a gossip column, and that's why it's written, because it's gossip and not necessarily mm-hmm. true.
It's not the news.
Yeah. So it's just, like, take it with a grain of salt unless I say it. And even if I say it, like, question it.
All right. So a friend of mine wants to know,
What do you still have to pay for?
That's funny. My house, my car, food.
You mean being beautiful and being popular just doesn't afford you all of these things instantly?
No.
Man.
I mean, you get cool perks like clothes and things that, you know, like bags maybe that you're going to be photographed with or, you know, things sent to you, especially because of inside fashion. Like, they want you to wear it on TV and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
But as far as, like, nobody's giving me houses.
Well, you haven't had 8 kids yet.
No, I don't have any children, no.
Well, how many pairs of shoes do you have then?
Let's see, a lot. Probably too many, but I hold on to them because I can't get rid of them because I'm like, I'm going to wear that sometime again. Yeah, it's an addiction. It's a bad addiction.
I'm like that too. I mean, I look through my closet and I go, oh my gosh, I could wear those again. Of course, my shoes aren't probably stilettos, but...
I look through mine and I think, oh my God, I could have bought like a small house with the collection.
Well, bless your heart. So what's your future plans?
Future plans, I guess, when I'm going to go back to LA for a little bit and do a little bit of work. I have shoots coming up for Inside Fashion and then 2 swim fashion weeks in Australia and Miami. But
we get to see you in more skimpy clothing.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? We wish you so much luck in the future and wish you much success, Hope. And, of course, you can catch Hope on Inside Fashion and the April edition of Playboy. Hope, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
And again, we want to thank Ms. Hope Dorasik for being on the BTS Mix Show this week. Of course, our first Playboy Centerfold, Doc. That's pretty impressive for show number 50.
That's right, and hopefully the first in a string of many.
We really got to make this a video podcast soon. You know that, don't you?
Absolutely, for a multitude of reasons.
Well, for the 50th edition of the BTS Mix Show, I'm Spencer Tracy.
And I'm Doc Hancock. Be good to one another.
You've been listening to the BTS Mix. If you have a comment, suggestion, an opposing view, or would like to participate in a future show of BTS Mix, please visit the website belowtopsecret.com. The views expressed on BTS Mix do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of the above network, LLC, or any of its affiliates. Thanks for listening, and continue to deny boredom by logging on to belowtopsecret.com.